High or low, may we speak courageously and carefully. May we listen courageously and carefully. With Lao Tse, we acknowledge if there's to be peace among the nations, there must be peace within the cities. If there's to be peace within the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there's to be peace between the neighbors, there must be peace in the home. And if there's to be peace in the home, there must be peace in the heart. May each of us take up our work this day with grateful, peaceful hearts. Amen.
Thank you. Very nice. Yeah. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Hand, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Wartman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. Quorum is present.
Quorum is present. First order of business is executive and official communications. They're on today's agenda. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to?
Mr. President, I move that the committee report printed in today's agenda pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are four authors' motions on the agenda today. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Were you going to the calendar? Oh, what? I move a brief recess to the call of the chair. Brief recess.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
The Senate come to order.
Senate will be in order. Senate will be in order. Senator,
we're on motions and resolutions.
We continue on motions and resolutions.
There's one on the agenda.
There's one resolution on today's agenda will be referred to the Rules Committee. Next order of business is, are we on the calendar?
I believe it's on layover,
Mr. President.
Oh, Senator Vandeveer.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak to the referral of Senate Resolution 34, I believe, to rules.
Senator Vandeveer, under Rule 53.2, I would have you look at it. Any payments of employees of the Senate for the expenditures of the legislature other than those provided by law must be referred without debate to the Committee on Rules and Administration. So there's no debate, Senator.
A point of parliamentary procedure?
State your point.
Would a motion be in order to suspend the rules and take up the resolution?
That would be in order.
And that would be my motion then, Mr. President? And I would ask for a roll call.
Okay. The motion is to suspend the rules. I believe that takes 45 votes, Secretary. And there will be a roll call.
The
The motion before us is to suspend the rules, and it takes 45 affirmative votes to suspend the rules. Senator Vandiver?
Mr. President, could I speak to that motion?
Yeah, you can't speak to the content of the resolution. So, according to the rules, so. I think it's a straight up or down vote, Senator. Well, and then if it comes before us, then you can do your talking, okay?
Mr. President, can I tell the body what the...
You can explain why... Senator Vandiver.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution deals with an issue I think the body needs to look at. It has already been to rules, and it's an issue the public has an interest in, and because it relates personally to us. So with that, members, I would ask that for discussion purposes that you would suspend the rules and allow the resolution to come up for discussion.
All right, a green vote is a vote to suspend the rules under Senator Vandiver's motion, and a red vote would be not to suspend the rules, and it takes, again, 45 votes. Senator Pogueniller?
I think I'd move a call of the Senate since this is a procedural issue.
Senate is under call.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogueniller.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
And Mr. President.
Senator Pogueniller.
Then could I just ask you to repeat one more time?
Yeah.
This is a rules issue. Takes 45 votes to suspend the rules.
That's correct.
I oppose that motion, and a red vote is what, and a green vote is what?
A green vote is a vote to suspend the rules and effectively agree with Senator Vandiver, and a red vote would be not to support the motion.
Then, Mr. President, I would encourage a red vote.
Secretary, Senator Limmer, for what?
Mr. President, if members don't have an agenda, I don't think they'd know what the subject matter of Senator Vandiver's resolution would be. Are we barred from making mention of what the subject matter is about? Mr. President,
everybody
I believe
got
this
the agenda and should know it's on today's agenda. It's printed on today's agenda. It's pretty clear.
So, Mr. President, I believe it's Senator Vandiver's Resolution 24 relating to the rate of reimbursement for members' expenses. I haven't read it, and I haven't gotten it up on my computer, but I would imagine that it's probably something about how we handle the public procedures of discussing and ultimately coming to decision on how we're reimbursed for Senate members' expenses.
Senator Limmer,
is that correct?
That's about the extent of your conversation on this. There's no debate on the issue itself. It's clear in the rules, and we gave just a little bit of leeway, not too much, to Senator Vandeveer, and we know what we're voting on. Secretary.
Mr. President.
Senator Sanjum.
Mr. President, the reason we're here today with this is obviously as a result of the other day when Senator Vandeveer rose, asked a question and was essentially ignored. And so we come here today asking on behalf of the good senator that he has his day on the floor with respect to this particular issue. It's an important issue, and I think it deserves to be addressed on the Senate floor, and I think he deserves to have the opportunity to do that. So
sure.
I would urge a green vote on this motion.
Okay. Secretary, will Senator Fischbach?
Mr. President, I was just wondering, on our computers, I can't pull up Senate Resolution number 24. So there's a short explanation, but I'd actually, is there an opportunity for us to see the language? If we can't discuss it and have it explained to us, at least we should be able to take a look at the language.
But the title is on the... All right. We're back. We're going to, we know the question before us. It's been explained twice what a green vote means and a red vote means. The Secretary will take the roll on the suspension of the rules. Do you know? All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There'll be 20 ayes and 47 nays. The resolution is not adopted. The rules are not suspended.
Mr. President.
For what purpose, gentlemen, rise?
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, does this mean now that the resolution is in the Rules Committee and that they'll be dealing with it?
Yeah, it's in the Rules Committee.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President.
Next order of business. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They're on today's agenda. There are two re-referrals on page 4. Senate File 147 will be sent to the Judiciary Committee, and Senate File 153 will be sent to the Higher Ed Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Senator Pogemiller.
Any announcements?
Announcements of Senate interest? Senator Pogramiller, Senator Pappas, did you have an announcement?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The Higher Education Budget Division is going on a trip again today to the Office of Higher Education. So if people want to gather their coats and in about 5 minutes meet out front and make sure you know who you're driving with, I am taking Paul, Claire, and Charles, Chuck, and David is taking Kathy and Ann, and the rest of you are on your own. So we'll see you over there.
Mr. President, members, the judicial branch has invited us to an open house at the Minnesota Judicial Center. The open house will start at 11:30 and go on until 2:30. I would invite all members to please attend the open house. Thank you.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mine is not so much an announcement, but just a point of recognition to all the folks that helped put this, the beginning of this legislative session, together. We've got a lot of new members. That takes a lot of work on a lot of the staff's part. Everybody from the Sergeant at Arms, the IT people, supply people like Danny Olson down in duplicating, Senate information folks, Pat Flavin and his crew. These folks did a remarkable job making sure that we were able to open up the session on time, getting our offices taken care of, our computers, telephones. They deserve a lot of thanks. When you see them in the hall, thank the sergeants. Thank Pat Flavin and his staff and all these folks. They do the work that we really wouldn't want to do ourselves. Thank you very much.
Other announcements, Senator Pogramiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, January 22nd, to 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn.
Mr. President.
Senator Hahn.
Ma'am. Mr. President, before we adjourn, is it permissible for me to ask a question? Is this an appropriate time to do that?
I thought he moved to adjourn, but we didn't vote on it, though. State your question. That's all right.
Well, Mr. President, I just had a, I don't know what the proper procedural or parliamentary question is, but I'm curious to know why we did not bring up the bill that we talked about yesterday on the floor that had to do with conformance of tax law. My understanding was we were going to bring that up today, and I'm just curious why we did not.
Senator Pogramiller, do you know
yes,
the answer?
Yes, Mr. President. Senator Bach and I visited with Senator Senjum when he came to the floor. And the judgment was that it was best to just let it sit there. Senator Bach deferred. He was ready to refer it back to the Tax Committee. And after the discussion, the decision was to let it lie another day. Senator Bach is eager to send it back to taxes, frankly.
Any Senator Pogramiller, do you wish to renew your motion to adjourn? He does. So all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.